Okay, there's something the guys, the Schoenebeck guys know that I do like this new forum that we started this year, this new setup that we started this year, but it's one thing that I miss from the old setup, and we used to do this downstairs, was that when parents are here, I could give a proper recognition, not just of the parents, but also a proper recognition of their kids and how they're doing in yeshiva and how much we appreciate them. But now I'm on the clock. It used to be when we did it downstairs, I wasn't on the clock. We could go forever. I'm on the clock now because we have something after this. So I apologize in advance that I can't speak as much as I would like to. But I can't see everybody in the crowd, but I see Mr. Friedman and the Berman family and Mr. Diaz, who I met last year here, who owes me a story for my shiur one day. I felt bad asking you to take you up on it, but no pressure. Mr. Avi Tzedek is here. I told him about what we think about Matan. But the guys in yeshiva, Stam, Bechlal, in general, are doing amazing, really amazing. And when the parents come to yeshiva, it adds a tremendous amount. It adds an absolute tremendous amount. Not only that the kids see that their fathers have the same interests and the same aspirations that they have, but for all of us to see what it means to have a family, what it means to follow in your father's footsteps. It's not that the pasuk says, "V'heishiv le'avos al banim," that the father inspires the kid and the kid inspires the father, and it works. It goes in two ways. That when a child's young, the father has a big impression, makes a big impact on the child. But as the kids get older, it goes in two directions, and the child impacts the father, and the father the child. And to see that going on in yeshiva, all the families coming in and learning together, yeshiva is a different yeshiva. It's a different yeshiva. It's not just a nice phrase to say. It's a family yeshiva. It's a cute phrase. It's much more meaningful than that. Klal Yisrael is a family yeshiva, and Torah is a family yeshiva, because Torah is v'igadat l'bincha. That, you know, we step in a little bit. Rebbeim step in a little bit to substitute when the father's not available. But really, it's the father's job. We're acting as shlichim of the father. And when the father's here, what better way to learn? What better way to grow than directly from the way it's supposed to be? So I really appreciate all the parents, for sure. The more you're here, the more yeshiva's enhanced. And your kids are doing great. Your kids are really doing great. And hopefully, you know, we had a chance, and we will continue to have a chance to speak about the details. And so I have less time to speak what I want to speak about, but this is more important. This first conversation is much more valuable. It's much more valuable that the families understand that Torah and yeshiva is not 18-year-old guys. Torah and yeshiva is a family event. It's a full family event, and it's not separated, it's not divorced from the growth that the family has. The growth of an 18-year-old boy is the growth of his family, and the growth of his family is the growth of an 18-year-old boy, and they work hand in hand. So I'll share a thought. It's a little different than what I usually share, but I found a lot of value in this. So last week we met somebody who we were trying to identify, and it's hard to identify this person. Yomer Moshe Elohim, he said, Hina Anochi Bol B'nei Yisrael, you want me to go to the Jews? I'll go to the Jews. I'll do the task that you're assigning to me. V'amarti Lahem, Elokei Avoseichem, Shlochani Aleichem, but I'll go to the Jews and I'll tell them God sent me, a very vague term, the God of our forefathers sent me. V'amru li, but they're going to ask me, Ma Shmo? What's that guy's name? Ma Omar Alein? What do you want me to tell him? I'll say the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob sent me, but what's your name? How am I supposed to introduce you? And Hashem responds, he says, Vayomer Elokim El Moshe, Eyeh Asher Eyeh, I'll be what I'll be. A lot to talk about, not this week. I'll be what I'll be. Vayomer Kotomer Levnei Yisrael, Eyeh Shlachani Aleim. I'll be, send me. So we were so interested, Moshe was so interested in introducing Klal Yisrael to Elokei Avoseichem. And he introduced himself with a name by Hashem is a midah, like a name by us is a midah, it's an attribute, it's a characteristic. And the attribute that he wanted to be recognized with was Eheke Asher Eheke, if we say it like a real kinoi, a real Shem Hashem. And that itself is major debate exactly what that means and what characteristic that is. And that was last week. And then now, such a fascinating thing. Vayidaber Elokim El Moshe, the same entity, the same being, we call him now Elokim, he speaks to Moshe through a dibur, Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe. Vayomer Elok. He didn't even say anything yet. He shows up, Vayidaber, and he wants to talk, and he doesn't say anything. Vayomer Elok, and then he talks with a different language, not a Dibur, but an Amira. And he said, Ani Yudke Vovke. A new name. And not just that, he introduced himself with a new name. Va'eral Avram, El Yitzchak, El Yaakov, when I appeared to your forefathers, I appeared to them, Bekel Shaken. That was a different name. We're meeting this entity, this being, with a lot of different characteristics, a lot of different names. So even though last week I told you, I want you to call me Eke Asher Eke, that's my name. But this week, you know, I'm in a different mood. I'm in a different mood this time. And really, everybody knew me, you know, back in the day, me and your forefathers, we go way back, and way back in the day, they used to call me Kel Shakai. That's how I was known for them. I was Kel Shakai. But now, oh, I had a makeover, major makeover. And now you call me Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke, don't even try to call me Yudke Vavke. You can't even say my name. It's a very esoteric name. You can't even say my name out loud. Don't try to pronounce it. Because the name of Yudke Vavke, Lono Dati Lahem. That's a fresh name. That fresh name was never introduced to the world. So says Rashi, what does it mean Kel Shakai? What is his name Kel Shakai? Strange name. We don't use that name so often. Yudke Vavke appears a lot. We see it a lot. Elokim appears a lot. What's this Kel Shakai? So Rashi says, Hiftachtim Haftochus. Kel Shakai means I make a lot of promises. That's that entity, that characteristic, the Midah of Hashem. I made a lot of promises. All those promises I told them, Ani Kel Shakai. But this time around, I'm going to introduce myself as Yudke Vavke, because I'm not that guy. I'm not the one who makes promises. I'm the one who pulls through. And the one who pulls through is Yudke Vavke. But the name Kel Shakai is the Lord of Promises. And as, so I think most people understand a bad pshat. This is the wrong pshat. A bad pshat to say is that Kel Shakai is a means to getting to Yudke Vavke. You got to make promises in order to pull through. You can't pull through if you never made a promise. So Kel Shakai is a temporary state of being in order to get to Yudke Vavke, which is going to be the permanent, the goal of the means of Kel Shakai. But Kel Shakai is a real name of God. Kel Shakai is a real, he introduces himself with that name, and we say that at the end of days, he's going to be Lasakin Olam B'malchus Shakai. At the end of days, the whole world will come to its manifestation. Everything will be reconciled B'malchus Shakai. In the kingdom of the God who makes promises. Not the God who pulls through. It's the God who makes promises, that's a real characteristic. It's a real midah of the Ribono Shel Olam. So there's a lot of problems with this. A couple that I'll mention. We encourage people, it's a Mishnah Navos, we encourage people, don't talk too much. There's no value in talking too much. Emor ma'at, asei harbe, act. You talk too much, you're not gonna come through. So instead of talking too much, just do. You have the same question on Hashem. Just be Yudke Vavke. We love Yudke Vavke. That's when he pulls through. Just reveal yourself as Yudke Vavke, the one who redeems us, the one who takes care of us. What's the value of making promises? And also, if until now he's only been making promises, when he shows up as Yudke Vavke, who's this guy? I never met a guy who pulls through. Until now you've always been Kel Shakai. You only make promises. Why should I rely on the fact that you're going to pull through? You have no track record. You have no resume. You've always been just the God of promises. And it's never been more than that. The God of fulfillment, I've never seen it. I've never met that God. So I want to learn a couple things together, and then we'll say an idea. So there's a bracha in Shmona Esrei. Happens to be this morning, we a couple guys in my shir, we chanced upon a group chat, and we shared a little Torah, and there was a bracha in Shmona Esrei that landed in front of us, and we started to discuss it, and then over the course of the day, I started to really be bothered by this bracha that we say so often. We say, Al tzaddikim al chassidim, we daven for all the righteous people among us. Al tzaddikim al chassidim, ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, we daven for all the righteous people. Ve'aleinu, and you add us into that mix. Hopefully we could be dragged along with them. So, Yamun ha'rachamach Hashem okeinu, Hashem should have a lot of mercy on these people. And it says on the top, I don't know, by art scroller, by other sitters, it probably says, I think I've seen it in the past. It says this is a bracha called tzaddikim. We're praying for the righteous people of Klal Yisrael, the tzaddikim. And that makes sense. It says al tzaddikim, that's how it starts. Al chassidim, all the righteous people. And that's great if you stop in the middle of the bracha. But if you ever start to pay attention, the end of the bracha, it's like a whole different bracha. Nothing to do with tzaddikim. V'sein socher tov l'chol habotchim v'shimcho be'emes. Give great reward to all those who have bitachon. Tzaddik is a righteous person. Righteous person, a lofty individual who keeps everything to the nuance and detail of every dakistik of mitzvah Hashem and dvar Hashem and ratzon Hashem. And then the second half is talking about a guy who has faith. That's a lot of people. A lot of people have faith. And it says, V'sin socher tov l'chol habotchim v'shimcho be'emes, v'sin chalkeinu imohem. And let us join with those guys. So I was confused in the middle of the bracha. This is a bracha about tzaddikim, but this is a bracha about people who have bitachon. We want to join in with those who are righteous, or we want to join in with those who have bitachon. And I'm confused. And then the end of the bracha doesn't mention a word. In the process, mishon u'miftach. He's a cane, something we lean on. And a miftach, and he serves as a bitachon for a tzaddikim, and we're praising God. So we're praising God that He is the source of bitachon. So is that the focal point of the bracha? Is tzaddik? I don't even know what we're saying. I know I said it also many times, and to be confused in something you've said many times is really to hit jackpot. That means we hit jackpot today. It was a jackpot day. Did I realize my whole life? I'm wasting my time. Great day. You make a kiddush on a day like today. Until now, I had no idea what was flying in my religion. Today, I still don't know, but I have a good kasha. I don't know, but I know I don't know. That's a jackpot day. Jackpot day. So we're going to learn one Gemara. It's a great Gemara. Great Gemara. I never understood this Gemara. And maybe still after this, I'm not going to understand the Gemara. Very hard Gemara. Harder than Tukvakon. I hold this Gemara is harder than Tukvakon. Tukvakon, you got to spend months on. This Gemara, years, decades. It looks like, it smells like an easy Gemara, but it's harder than Tukvakon, this Gemara. It's in brachas. You think, oh, it's in brachas. It's easy Gemara. It looks easy. It smells easy. Amr of Chanin, Amr of Chanina. I don't think it's an accident that the man de Amr is the man de Amr who's named Compassion. Compassion said in the name of compassion. I'm not saying drushes. These were their names, but it's not by accident that these are the people who had these thoughts. Amr of Chanin, Amr of Chanina. One guy who was named compassion said in the name of another guy who was named a different form of compassion. That's the people who have these thoughts. Kol amayrich b'tfiloso, if you daven long, ain't tfiloso chozeres reikam. Hashem is always going to answer your tefillah. You'll never walk away empty-handed. That's a great source of chizuk. If you add a little length to your tefillah, a little length, every little bit is a little more length to your tefillah. You're not in a rush. You're saying the words carefully. You have kavana. Kol amayrich b'tefiloso, you're not going to walk away empty-handed. That's a great gemara. Great gemara. Very hard gemara. Why to be mayrich? But not too hard. We could deal with it. Ask the gemara. The gemara quotes pesukim. It proves it. Ask the Marakash, any is that true? V'ha'amu Rechiel bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, kol amayrich b'tfilosu ma'ayin ba, sov bali de ke'ev lev. If a guy davens long and is ma'ayin ba, we'll explain what that means, he's going to end up with a lot of heartache. Says Rashi, what does it mean? If you have a long davening, you're really going to expect to get answered. You put a lot of heart and soul and energy into your tefillah, and you walk away from your tefillah, you say, whoo, that was good. Come on. That was a good one. Hashem, you got to agree. That was a good one, no? I put my heart and soul into that. You expect to walk away, your hands full, your pockets full from that. You're going to have a lot of ke'ev lev. It's going to be very disappointing, that davening. So you have a kasha. Because the first mandamer says that you have a long davening, you're never going to walk away empty-handed. And the second mandamer says you have a long davening, you're going to have a very disappointing life. Answers the Gemara. Very hard answer. Lo kasha, od the ma'irich u'ma'ayin bo, od the ma'irich v'lo ma'ayin bo. If you daven long, but you're not ma'ayin, I'll explain what that means in a second. Then you're good. Then you'll always walk away, your pockets full. But if you daven long and you're ma'ayin bo, you'll walk away very frustrated. Says Rashi and Tosos, they both agree with the pshat over here. Rashi and Tosos say ma'ayin ba means that you expect to get answered. If you daven long and you expect to get answered, oh, you'll be very frustrated. But if you daven long and you don't expect to get answered, yeah, then you'll have a good day. Then your davening will be fulfilled. This is a tough for konsugi, by me.
What?
If I daven long and I have no expectations, then the davening worked. If I daven long and I have expectations, it'll be a very painful result. It's not just counterintuitive, it doesn't even make any sense. Why should expectations affect whether my davening has or it doesn't have an impact? I davened well, I put a lot of soul into it, Hashem's listening. If I expected it, then Hashem, what a sick joke. What kind of sick joke is this? Hashem, he says, oh, you expected to get answered? Now I pull back my promises. You're not going to get answered. I mean, it was a simple pshat. What simple pshat? And then the Gemara, as if taunting us, it's like mocking us. One more line before the two dots. One more line before the two dots, says the Gemara. Amar Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Imra Adam, Shispal, Velo Nene. If you see you daven, then you weren't answered, so it probably means, if you were Myrith at least, that you thought you'll get answers. If you davened and you thought you got answers, and you expect to get answers, you didn't get answers, what should you do? Yahzer Yispal, daven again. Daven again. And that's the post that we say, Kaval Hashem, Chazak B'yam Esavachav, Kaval Hashem. Keep davening. So if you daven and you got frustrated because you thought you'd get answered, what should you do? Daven again. You want to destroy my life right now? What do you want me to do right now? I'm going to end up, you know, now I go to therapist once a week. I'll be by therapist every day. Every day, another kaev leiv, another frustration, another disappointment. It's going to drive me crazy. So if you keep getting frustrated in davening because you expect to get an answer, you know what you should do? Keep doing it. Keep suffering. Let the misery roll. Enjoy life. What kind of sick joke is this? Sick joke. So I'll tell you a thought I have. That we speak, I like to speak about it, I like to think about it, because it's really our goal in life. It's just to emulate Hashem. Our goal is to become godly. So the only way you can become godly, to emulate Hashem, is you have to know Hashem, you have to learn about Hashem. And Hashem is not as complicated as sometimes we think He is. Hashem is simple. Hashem is, like we always say, He's Kel, Melech, Rachum, V'chanun, Erech, Apayim, V'rav Chesed, He has Yud Gimel Midos. He's all those Yud Gimel Midos in English mean He's good, and He's good, and He's absolutely good. It means He's extremely good. So we also have to be good and good and very good. Rachum, V'chanun, Erech, Apayim, we have to be very good. And all those things are His attributes. But there's an attribute that we don't speak about enough until we get to this pasuk. There's an attribute called Kel Shakai. And Kel Shakai, like we said, is the one who makes promises. And not a promiser as a means to fulfillment, a promiser l'shma, a promiser bifnei atzma, a promiser by itself. And promisers will come true. We know that they will come true because Hashem has another midah called Yurkei Vavkei. But the midah of promiser doesn't need Yurkei Vavkei. This is what I want to make a very important point of. Kel Shakai doesn't need Yurkei Vavkei. Kel Shakai exists by itself without Yurkei Vavkei. Because Kel Shakai is a part of Hashem's relationship with us. Hashem wants to relate to us as Kel Shakai. He wants us to know, I'm going to make a lot of promises. You want me to fulfill them? Go speak to Kel Shakai. That's a different characteristic I have. But right now I'm with you as... Speak to Yurkei Vavkei. It's a different midah. But right now I'm with you as Kel Shakai. And Kel Shakai, I want to relate to you as a being, as a person who runs the universe, as an entity who runs the universe. I'm only going to make promises to you. There's not going to be any fulfillment of the promises. Just promises. And we say in Tehillim, we say, V'yiftachu v'cha yodei shemecha. Who really has faith in you? Yodei Shemecha, the ones who know your name. When you look at this pasuk, you think, yeah, if I know Yurkei Vavkei, when I see God fulfills His promises, then V'yiftel Chuvacha. I don't think that's the right pshat. V'yiftel Chuvacha, the ones who know your name, which name? Kel Shaka. I trust the one who makes promises, just because He's the one who makes promises. Tzadikim, you know, the rest of us, that differentiates us. Tzadikim are not like regular people. Regular people put faith in Hashem because He pulls through. And when they see He pulls through enough times, they say, oh, look, He has a great track record. He has a great resume. So I'm going to put faith in him because he pulled through. He pulled through by my ancestors. He pulled through by my fathers. He pulled through. I said a lot of tefillos, and sometimes he pulled through already. I'm going to put more faith in Hashem because I see Yirkei Vavkei. I see he pulls through. But tzaddikim, al tzaddikim, al chasidim, al ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, it flows straight into habotchim b'shimcha be'emes. The ones who have faith in your name honestly. Which name? Kel Shakai. The one who makes promises. I trust in you because you're the one who makes promises. Not because you're the one who pulls through. And you keep reiterating. So you get to davening, and you're marach b'tfilaso, and you expect that your tefillos are going to get answered. You're relying on your tefillos to work. Your tefillos are going to get answered. Nobody needs your tefillos. Hashem doesn't need your tefillos. Hashem needs your bitcha. Hashem needs your v'yiftechu v'cha. He needs you to trust, not in your tefillos. He needs you to trust in Him. So marich. So spend time with Him. So spend time with Him and talk to Him. Because He made a lot of promises. Listen to the promises made. Listen carefully. Just listen carefully to the promises He made. He made a lot of promises to us. He told us, Melech mei misum achaya. He told us, Goel of Nehem. He's going to be a Goel for eternity for all our kids. He told us, Rifa'enu, personal promises. Baruch Aleinu, you're going to have parnasa. He told us national promises, Tekav Shofar Gadol. He told us it's Tzemach David. He never pulled through with these things. As Tzemach David, he never pulled through. Your Kevavke never landed. Tekav Shofar never landed. And when you're davening Baruch Aleinu, you should have Parnasa. You're davening Fa'enu, somebody should have Refuah Shlema. You're davening Atachonen, you should be wise, you should be understanding. You're davening Hashivenu, Hashem Elecha, you should be better. You should come back to Tshuva, you should be better Jew. It didn't happen yet. But you're talking to the one who made promises. And v'yiftu l'vacha yodei shemecha, because the one who makes promises is the mishon u'miftach l'tzadikin. He's the one I rely on entirely. I'm not putting my faith in my tefillah. My tefillah was great. It's an amazing tefillah. I never done better than that. But you know what's going to happen now? I'm not changing my agenda and my focus of why I trust in Him. I trust in Him because He made promises. And I don't need to see Him pulling through. I trust in Him because He's the one who makes promises. And the Sakin Olam B'malchus Shakai at the end of days, the one who makes promises eternally is going to live in His promises. The kingdom of promises. The kingdom of assurances. Somebody asked me the other day, there's a famous book going around, I think, you told me it's famous, a book going around called Anxious Generation. It talks about how our generation has a few things we went wrong. Parenting, people don't know how to parent, and a lot of tainas on the way people parent and the way kids function and what we're doing wrong and how we can make it better. And everybody wants to know what's going to happen tomorrow and how's it going to happen, and we don't want to allow the story to unfold. We want to know we want to read the last page of the book and see the ending of the story. And comes this, for our generation, a very foreign concept called Kel Shaka. I don't need you to know. I need you to rely on me. I want you just to rely on me. I want you to know that I'm here for you. I want you to know that I got you. I want you to know that all these things that are going through your head, I'm with you. I'm not going anywhere. And I'm making promises to you. I'm making serious promises. And I'll keep making serious promises. And I want you to rely on my serious promises. And I want you to trust in me. Because I'm Kel Shakai. And I'll always be Kel Shakai. So when we say these words, Baruch Aleinu, in all these things, you're doubting for certainties. For things that you know are going to happen. Not things that might, not things that you hope, not things that you dream. Things that you know are going to happen. You know they're going to happen because Hashem makes promises. And He continues to make promises. Is a mishon u'miftach l'tzadikin and v'yiftachu v'chal yodei shemecha. And the whole purpose of our tefillos is to lean more, to lean heavier, to lean more into the fact that He's the one who makes promises, and that's all I need to know. That He's walking with me and the whole anxious generation walking around, and I'm not belittling Chas v'Shalom or solving these problems. Does not need a lot of solutions, but at least, at the very least, at the very small least, at least at the very small least, we could say that to allow him to be part of the life, to be part of the lifestyle that we live, and rely on him and know that he's with us and he's not going anywhere, and to get to that madriga is madriga al tzadikim. That's the madriga al tzadikim.